Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting second. The third baseman, Wade Boggs. Batting third. The first baseman, Bill Buckner. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jim Rice. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Tony Armas. Batting sixth. The DH, Mike Easler. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Marty Barrett. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jackie Gutierrez. Batting ninth. The catcher, Mark Sullivan. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Tim Lawler. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Otis Nixon. Batting second. The second baseman, Tony Bernazard. Batting third. The shortstop, Julio Franco. Batting fourth. The DH, Andre Thornton. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Pat Tabler. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Joe Carter. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Carmelo Castillo. Batting ninth. The catcher, Jerry Willard. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Jamie Easterly. And now, play ball. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tabler scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Boggs for the out. One out. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Easterly fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Otis Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon hits a line drive towards short. Gutierrez reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gutierrez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Nixon. Armas reaches second base with a double. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Armas moves to third. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Armas scores. Easler moves to second. One out. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Jackie Gutierrez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutierrez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mark Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter hits a fly ball into center field. Armas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Easterly fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 0-for-1 in the game. Boggs hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tabler scoops it up and throws to first, with Easterly covering, for the out. Two outs. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0-for-1 in the game. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tabler scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Buckner for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jerry Willard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Willard strikes out. One out. Otis Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0-for-1 in the game. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards second. Barrett scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-1 in the game. Rice takes first base on ball 4. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Armas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Easler hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tabler scoops it up and throws to first, with Easterly covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0-for-1 in the game. Bernazard hits a line drive into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 0-for-1 in the game. Franco hits a fly ball into center field. Armas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-1 in the game. Thornton hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Barrett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jackie Gutierrez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutierrez is 0 for 1 in the game. Gutierrez hits a fly ball into right field. Castillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 1 in the game. Sullivan strikes out. Two outs. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Evans hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Tabler strikes out. One out. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 0 for 1 in the game. Jacoby hits a fly ball into center field. Armas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 1 in the game. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 0 for 2 in the game. Boggs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0 for 2 in the game. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Rice hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Armas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Castillo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs juggles the ball. That's an error on Boggs. Jerry Willard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Willard is 0 for 1 in the game. Willard bunts towards first. Buckner scoops it up and throws to first, with Barrett covering, for the out. Castillo moves to second. One out. Otis Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0 for 2 in the game. Nixon hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Armas. Nixon reaches second base with a double. Castillo scores. That run is unearned. It's Red Sox, 2, Indians, 2. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0 for 2 in the game. Bernazard takes first base on ball 4. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 0 for 2 in the game. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to second for the out. Nixon moves to third. Two outs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0 for 2 in the game. Thornton takes first base on ball 4. Franco moves to second. Mark Clear now pitching. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Nixon scores. Franco moves to third. Thornton moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 3-2, Indians. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Tabler takes first base on ball 4. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 0-for-2 in the game. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Easler hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tabler scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Easler for the out. One out. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Barrett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jackie Gutierrez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutierrez is 0-for-2 in the game. Gutierrez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Barrett moves to third. Dave Stapleton pinch hits for Mark Sullivan. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton strikes out. Two outs. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Evans takes first base on ball 4. Gutierrez moves to second. Brian Clark now pitching. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 0-for-3 in the game. Boggs hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Rich Gedman now catching. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-2 in the game. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gutierrez can't make a play. That's a base hit. George Vukovic pinch hits for Carmelo Castillo. George Vukovic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Carter. The throw from Gedman and he is safe. Carter steals second. George Vukovic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vukovic takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Willard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Willard is 0-for-1 in the game. Willard bunts towards the mound. Clear fields it and throws to third for the out. Vukovic moves to second. One out. Otis Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Nixon hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Barrett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Bernazard takes first base on ball 4. Vukovic moves to third. Willard moves to second. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 0-for-3 in the game. Franco hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 7-2, Indians. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Thornton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Vukovic now playing right field. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0 for 3 in the game. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tabler scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Buckner for the out. One out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rice takes first base on ball 4. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Armas hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 7-4, Indians. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Easler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jerry Reed now pitching. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Barrett takes first base on ball 4. Easler moves to second. Steve Lyons pinch hits for Jackie Gutierrez. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons hits a fly ball into center field. Nixon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Easler moves to third. Two outs. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tabler scoops it up and throws to first, with Reed covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Red Sox 4. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Stanley now pitching. Glenn Hoffman now playing shortstop. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Tabler strikes out. One out. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 0 for 3 in the game. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Evans hits a pop-up towards third. Jacoby settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 0 for 4 in the game. Boggs hits a fly ball into center field. Nixon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0 for 4 in the game. Buckner hits a fly ball into center field. Nixon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 7, and Boston Red Sox, 4. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.